At the beginning of the pandemic, a University of Oregon professor started hosting weekly Zoom hangouts for her students as a way to process the experience. KLCC's Aubrey Bulkley reports how this developed into a quarantine cookbook supporting food justice.
As Oregon entered its first COVID lockdown, UO senior Emily Fowler found herself living back in Portland with her family and facing all online classes. One was with political science professor Dr. Allison Gash. Gash discovered many of her students were experiencing this unprecedented situation alone or away from their peer support systems. To address this, Gash started a weekly Zoom session called Connecting While Quarantined.
We wouldn't talk about class, we wouldn't talk about assignments, we would just talk about what we were doing during quarantine.
About 15 students, including Fowler, regularly joined the session.
I was isolated from my community at school, and it was really great to have like this group of people that I could really rely upon and open up to.
Gash noticed a theme emerge around food.
Some people were cooking for themselves, some people were cooking for their neighbors. A couple of students were making big vats of soup and stew and bread and giving them out to members of their community.
Fowler adds,
we were all really relying upon food and cooking to bring us some comfort in a time that was very terrifying and really tumultuous.
Gash says the idea to make a cookbook developed. Her students submitted recipes, artwork, writings, and poetry, enough to fill two cookbooks. In addition to bringing students together, the project aims to raise awareness for food justice. To receive the book, people are asked to donate to a food justice organization. This can take different forms. Gash shared about a woman who was unemployed so donated time by delivering food boxes to families in her community.
And wanted to incorporate the recipe book into the food boxes. What an amazing way to use what had been this sort of community building project with our students to really help families in this really direct and meaningful way.
Fowler says she is proud to be part of the project.
I think that the poetry and the artwork that is featured in the book shows just another way that food can break barriers and build empathy.
Aubrey Bulkley, KLCC News.